This episode of Devil We Know is sponsored by the mobile banking app Current. Current gives users a bank account that exists on your phone, and it has no minimum balance to maintain, no overdrafts, and most importantly for me, no hidden fees. When I signed up for Current, I received a sleek, sexy black premium card that I can use as a real Visa debit card. With my direct deposit hooked up to Current, I can also start receiving my paychecks 2 days faster. As you can imagine, that's David, my writer. That's his favorite feature about his Current card, too. This real bank account can be used instead of sketchy prepaid cards to get the real work done, allowing connections to other apps like Cash App and Venmo, where other cards fall short. The app is easy to use, and it includes useful money sending feature. Like mobile deposits using a camera, a savings roundup setting, and even a P2P money sending feature. Current truly is the bank of the mobile age, and it's an easy way to start managing your money the way you want to. Better still, Devil We Know is doing a giveaway for the first 10 people to sign up to the Current app with our special code. Stay tuned for details later in the episode.
You are listening to Devil We Know, a true crime podcast, which may contain adult themes, explicit language, and graphic depictions of violence. Portions of this show may be traumatic for those under 18. Listener discretion is advised.
Hold on, sir. This is 911. Can I have your emergency?
4829 East 86th Street.
East 86th?
Yes, 86th.
Can you please fire our ambulance?
I swear to God, I heard someone unload a clip out on the street.
How many did you hear?
It was at least, it sounded like at least nine. Like someone was like, bat.
At least nine shots? Do you know if anybody asked?
I have not looked outside. It didn't sound like fireworks. I shoot, and it sounded like a 9mm.
Okay. Did you see any cars leaving the area or anything?
I didn't even look outside. We're sitting down watching TV,
okay.
And I just heard it. And
okay.
I apologize if it's
okay.
Not, but they had to be.
What's your phone number?
I'm sorry?
What's your phone number? What's your phone number?
2097.
Okay, we're getting them over there, okay? We're getting numerous, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
In this episode of Devil We Know, the Lopez family is torn apart by violence from the mother's abusive new boyfriend, and they are all introduced to the threat of death before finally seeing tragedy strike the youngest two in the home. Garfield Heights, Ohio, is a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio. And in 2010, Garfield Heights had a population of over 28,000 people and is located in Cuyahoga County. Garfield Heights was founded in 1904 and established in 1919. The largest employer in the Heights is Marymount Hospital. The gas tank manufacturer called Chart Industries houses its world headquarters in Garfield Heights, which also creates a lot of employment opportunities. The suburb also maintains its own police and fire departments. The center known as the Dan Costell Recreation Center is located in the Heights and is home to an outdoor swimming pool during the summer months, an indoor ice skating rink, an indoor soccer program, as well as various fitness programs. America Polanco and Manuel Lopez Sr., who met in their home country of Guatemala, came to America in hopes of making the best life possible for the family they would soon bring into the world. Manuel would later state that this coming to America was meant to be the way he'd give his kids prosperity through his hard work. It was a strong and compelling dream, and it was enough to get them into the States to start fresh. The two first lived in New York City, the city that, to this day, acts as a beacon for immigrants everywhere. But it wasn't long before the couple and their children called another city home. Manuel and America made their way to Cleveland, Ohio, where their family was eventually reared. The three children they had together didn't have long to enjoy the family as one unified whole. Manuel and America divorced in 2011, when their eldest son, Roberto, had barely even reached his formative teenage years. The three children, Roberto, Giselle, and Manuel Jr., still saw a lot of their parents as life went on. They lived with their mom, sure, but they kept close ties with Manuel Sr., whose fatherly instincts kept him consistently in the picture. It appears that whatever may have come between Manuel Sr. and America, their divorce was amicable. They both simply decided to go their separate ways. America was suddenly a single mom, and she consistently worked hard to make ends meet, while Manuel made do with the spare time he had to see the three kids. By 2014, America was working at Lincoln Electric, and while she was there, she met and befriended a man named Matthew Nicholson, who also worked at Lincoln with America. Matthew and America developed a strong friendship at first. Matthew would go over to America's house to help her with odd jobs and fix different things for her that she wasn't able to do herself. After living without her husband's assistance, it clearly suited her to have someone around once more, a man that she thought she could rely on. As a hard worker herself, she certainly was expecting something of the same ilk. Matthew seemed to fit the bill. It certainly changed things to have Roberto, young as he was, start to show signs of adulthood, even learning to serve his country in the army, doing his immigrant family proud, no doubt. Yet, Matthew was there. Matthew, who stepped in to be the man of the house, did so much more quickly than anyone might have guessed. The two went from having a friendship to developing a relationship within the span of a few months. In fact, late in the year of 2014, Matthew moved into the home that America shared with her other two children. Giselle, who was in the middle of her high school career at approximately age 15, and Manuel Jr., or Manny for short, who was only 2 years younger than his sister. The kids, who were learned and polite by nature, did their best to accept the arrangement. However, their home, located on East 86th Street in Garfield Heights, Ohio, was about to change in a very dark way when Matthew became a part of the so-called family. What America didn't know was that Matthew had a long history of domestic violence. In January 2015, Matthew was let go from Lincoln Electric for undisclosed reasons, but regardless, he still continued to live with America. In that same spring, as if a flip had switched inside of him, America started to see a different side of Matthew. Matthew became increasingly verbally and physically abusive towards America, and the results were not well hidden. There were times when Matthew would pick up America by her throat and throw her on the bed, a blatant violation of her and her home. Another time, Matthew and America had been fighting in their bedroom, which is a common occurrence when America's daughter, Giselle, yelled up the stairs to her mom, asking her if she was okay. This upset Matthew even more. So much so, in fact, that he took out his gun and told America that if Giselle came upstairs, he would shoot her. America, at a loss for what else to do, told her daughter that she was fine. The issues that existed between America and her new boyfriend were not a secret to her kids. Certainly, that didn't help her much. They weren't even able to articulate the problem, even to their dad, Manuel Sr., with whom they still talk to regularly. Despite their consistent communication via texting, and from the west side of Cleveland, he would send his love, often receiving visits from his youngest, Manuel Jr. But never once did he know more than a shallow, public picture of the man that now lived in America's little bungalow in Garfield Heights. As the years passed, the relationship between America and Matthew grew more abusive and unstable, and America continued to see the man she thought she knew go down her twisted trail of rage and self-inflicted psychosis. There was a clear disconnect. Something went wrong with Matthew, and he was culpable for more than just physical abuse. He was a mental and verbal abuser as well, finding the most depraved ways of making America uncomfortable. In one such instance, in November of 2017, Matthew sent America a text message saying that he was jealous of her children because he wasn't getting all of the attention. Not long after Matthew expressed his jealousy to America, did she send him a text message advising him she had the opportunity to change positions at Lincoln Electric. She thought that he would be happy for her, that this news would change his demeanor, if even for a moment. Instead, though, Matthew became even more enraged than usual. His thoughts on the matter were as always, about him. This position change would change America's shift hours, which meant he would be spending more time at home with Giselle and Manny. Thanks to his disgusting behavior, he certainly didn't get along with her children, and he obviously didn't want anything to do with them, let alone spend more time alone with them. As such, Matthew made the decision for her. He sent America a text message in response, begging her to deny the position change opportunity. It wasn't just that Matthew didn't get along with her kids, though. America's children were considered hardworking, intelligent, and polite. And their father, Manuel, stated that the two even kept their father in check when he experienced road rage. These kids were two in a million, and yet Matthew couldn't stand them. And he often ignited arguments with them in effort to assert himself in the family's own household. In March of 2018, for example, Matthew started an argument with Giselle over the laundry, of all things. America immediately defended her daughter, which enraged Matthew. He was so inconsolable and out of control that he threw Giselle's own laptop to the ground. During Matthew's temper tantrum, he knocked over a chair, which ultimately fell on Giselle's foot. She found that it was injured, but it wasn't necessary to pursue medical attention. Manny, next in line to be the man of the house, stepped in for his sister and mother, protecting them and getting them involved with the argument. He told Matthew off and to leave his sister alone. Matthew, clearly a beater of women and children alike, then became physical with Manny as well. And yet, no police were called and no charges were pressed. We will be right back after these short messages. True crime can be a full-time job, and that means less time to run to the bank when I need to manage my account. Thankfully, it's 2020, and I can simply bank from my phone, in my recording booth at home, somewhere else entirely. Doesn't even matter. The bank of the future is here and now. Current is a mobile app that gives users a real Visa debit card, a real bank account, and no crazy hidden fees. The Black Premium card is easily manageable from the app itself, and even if I lose it, I can use the app to turn it off, just like that. The Premium account has other perks too. When I pump gas with Current, they automatically refund the authorization hold that gas pumps put on your card. Automatic money back and a card that's easily usable at the pump? It's a win-win. But there's more to it. Current only takes 2 minutes to sign up for, unlike most banks, and the Current card can be shipped to you for free. It works with Google Pay and Apple Pay, and it'll even pay you 2 days ahead of time. But there's another feature that makes banking with Current a breeze. You can send money and receive it. Using the Current tag for your account, represented by a tilde mark, followed by your username, you'll see ours in the show notes. It's Devil We Know. Current also has a giveaway in store for the first 10 people to sign up using a special link. Each of those 10 users will get $10 after signing up. Just use the link current.com/devilweknow to be one of the lucky few. Now that I've helped save you some money with the banking app that makes sense for 2020, let's get back to the show. On a daily basis, Matthew would hurt or threaten to hurt America with violence or death. He also would threaten her children. Nightly, Matthew would even pull a gun on America, telling her he wasn't afraid to use the firearm if needed to. One night, he put on a bulletproof vest and a duty belt and stared down America, saying if she called the police, everyone would die, including the responders to the scene. Another time when America threatened to make him move out, he stood against her, swearing that if she forced him out of the home, he would burn it to the ground. America and Manuel's eldest son, Roberto, was stationed in one of the military installments in Louisiana, far south of his family. However, on one occasion, Matthew told Roberto that the next time he came home, everyone in his family would be dead. Every night that America came home from work, she would want to spend time with her children. But since Matthew didn't want anything to do with America's children, he would cower down in the basement until the children went to bed. When the children retired to their rooms, Matthew would then come upstairs and spend time with his almost hostage of a girlfriend. Matthew would constantly complain that America was spending way too much time with her children and that she needed to spend more time with him. A continual message from him that evolved from text messages to arguments. He did not engage at all with Manny and Giselle if he could help it, and he made that desire very clear. But it wasn't just America's time with him that Matthew tried to control. There were other things for which he would certainly have been dubbed a control freak for. For instance, he was obsessed with how the cars were parked in the driveway. If they weren't parked exactly how he wanted them, then everyone would have to go outside and move the vehicles. They were constantly having to go outside and move cars around. In fact, in April of 2018, Giselle had to park on the street because Matthew didn't want her to park in the driveway. As a result of Matthew's needless, neurotic request, she received an illegal parking ticket. A lot of times, America's neighbors allowed the Lopez children to park in their driveways to save the stress of them worrying about having to come back outside to move their vehicles. After a bout of time, Matthew stopped being a complete freeloader, having finally been hired by a new company called Paragon Systems. This was a Virginia-based company contracted to provide security for federal buildings. He began working as a security officer at a federal building called AJC Federal Building in Cleveland, where the Cleveland Field Office is located for the Department of Homeland Security. Despite him finally ending his mooching streak in the household, Matthew continued to complain to America that the kids did not respect him or America, and that she was the one to let his poor behavior happen. He falsified the kids' behavior to a huge extent, also upset that America wouldn't let him discipline them. But with the type of person he was, Matthew was far more likely to take issue like discipline into his own hands, with whatever excuse he could find. And find it, he would. Despite the darkness that clouded their home, America's two children were approaching a light at the end of the tunnel. Now 19, Giselle was working hard at a local Walmart and had already graduated high school with a 4.1 GPA and had perfect attendance her freshman year at college. She was taking classes at the western campus of Cuyahoga County Community College, where she began studying to be a pediatric nurse. Her favorite food was spaghetti, and her favorite show was The Walking Dead. But she, like her brother, couldn't imagine life without both of her parents. She stayed in constant contact with her proud father, and in the late summer of 2018, Manuel Sr. reached out to see when he could see his daughter again. At the time, she promised him that they would see each other the following week. Manny Lopez, at 17, the youngest of the household, had just began his senior year at Garfield Heights High School. He, too, had a goal to shoot for. He wanted to stay close to home and study to be an electrician. As a self-proclaimed mama's boy, he wanted to stay nearby so he could take care of his mom and be near her, even using his future as an electrician to find work, hopefully at his mother's new place of work, First Energy in Euclid. Manny also made time outside the home, though. He often enjoyed working out at the gym with his friends. Manny, too, got some face time with his father, meeting him one Wednesday afternoon to even work on a job application. The two bid each other goodbye, and the events that unfolded on the rest of that day changed the course of these two children's lives in just a few raw moments. Later on Wednesday, September 5th, 2018, America received a text message from her ex-boyfriend named Tarico Marshall. Matthew had somehow come across this text message, read it, and immediately became upset. Matthew forced America to call Tarico and tell him that Matthew and she were in a relationship. And of course, America did as she was told. And while on the phone with Tarico, Matthew grabbed the phone out of America's hand and asked Tarico if there was any sort of relationship going on with America. Tarico told Matthew that there was absolutely nothing going on. He then told the erratic boyfriend that he had simply reached out to ask America if she was still interested in selling her house, as she had been when Tarico and America were dating. Whether Matthew believed Tarico's story or not is unknown, but as soon as he hung up the phone with Tarico, an argument erupted once more between Matthew and America. As he'd done numerous times before, Matthew began to physically assault America. Manny stepped in when he heard the struggle at the time and rushed to his mother's aid. But when he attempted to get in between his mom and Matthew, Matthew started fighting outright with Manny instead. Manny held his own as they continued to fight into the kitchen, where Manny was able to call 911 and ask police to get there as soon as possible. While the fight had taken place, Giselle had just returned home from work. As she walked in, she heard the struggle ensuing and immediately went to help her mom and little brother fight off the wretched demon that was still living in their home. Matthew was able to pull away from the fight just long enough for him to wrap his hand around a .45 caliber handgun. As he was getting his weapon, America guessed what Matthew may be doing. So she told her children to run as fast as they could. Both of the kids exited from a side door and did as they were told, and they took off running. Matthew started, and he began firing shots towards the fleeing kids. America immediately ran over to the house belonging to her neighbors, Vic Sanuk and Connie All's house. She screamed for help, for someone to call the police. However, after America had left the home, Matthew barricaded himself in the basement. When the Garfield Heights police showed up to America's house, they found a distraught America in the driveway. Two children lying in the driveway in pools of blood, clinging to life, and the cowardly creature in their basement, barricading to fight off any resistance that came his way. Shot in the back 4 times, Giselle was wounded badly and was taken to Metro Health Hospital, where she went into emergency surgery. She passed away just a few hours later while on the operating table. Manny, who had sustained 8 gunshot wounds to his back, was taken to Marymount Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. America herself was treated at Metro Health Hospital for minor injuries. Back at America's house, the police were trying to get Matthew to come out of the basement. While inside, Matthew spoke with his own parents, calling to tell them that he had blacked out and did something terrible. Lieutenant Todd Vargo was able to call Matthew while inside and speak with him. Matthew told Lieutenant Vargo he had an AK-47 and would shoot any police officer who entered. Since Matthew was making credible threats about harming others, the police decided to evacuate the neighboring homes. The police spent hours calling for Matthew, asking him to end the struggle without more bloodshed. After those hours passed, Matthew finally surrendered himself to police, still wearing his bulletproof vest. Police then searched the home, where they found the murder weapon in the basement sitting on a desk. Matthew was immediately arrested, and Judge Deborah Nicastro set his bond at $500,000.
First, before we begin, I want to explain the charges in this case. You've been charged with 2 counts of murder. These are felonies of the first degree. Then you have 3 counts of domestic violence, which each carry penalties of up to 6 months in jail and up to $1,000 fine. Mr. Goldberg, on behalf of Mr. Nicholson, how do you wish to proceed today?
Your Honor, I've spoken with Mr. Nicholson. He understands his Rule 5 rights concerning a preliminary hearing. He's going to waive preliminary hearing and agree to be bound over to the county.
Based on the information here, I'm going to find probable cause. This matter will be bound over to Common Pleas Court. The first hearing date will be Monday, September 10th, 2018, at 9:45 a.m. at Common Pleas Court, the 12th floor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Anything you'd like to say regarding bond?
Well, Your Honor, may it please the court, obviously these are very serious charges. The court should know that Mr. Nicholson's entire family is in the courtroom here today. He's a lifelong resident of the area. Has a bachelor's degree, has never been in any trouble before, and we would ask you to take that into consideration in setting bail.
Bond is going to be set at $500,000 surety or 10% cash.
She also ordered a temporary restraining order forbidding him to have any contact with America. Eventually, Matthew met trial for his murder of the 2 children, Giselle and Manny. Giselle never got to see her dad the following week, and Manny could not protect his mother any longer. Matthew himself was in quite the bind, so he decided to testify at his own trial and played the victim the entire time. His claim became that America told the kids to go get his service weapon from his duty belt that was located in the trunk of his vehicle. Matthew stated that he was scared the kids were going to shoot him, and through tears, he even testified that Giselle had pointed the firearm at him. Matthew's defense attorney even stepped in, saying that Matthew grew up in a home full of domestic violence and repeatedly saw his dad verbally and physically assaulting his mom daily. Try as he might to exert control over the story, the jury didn't buy it. They found him guilty of 2 counts of aggravated murder. 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of felonious assault, and 1 count of attempted felonious assault. The jury recommended the death penalty, and on November 13th, 2019, the judge sentenced Matthew Nicholson.
Dispensing justice. In this case, I'm very comfortable with my decision. I believe your client is nothing more than an extreme coward, totally selfish, and he's actually acknowledging this right now. And has shown no remorse whatsoever, other than try to concoct a fabricated self-defense theory in this case, which was totally implausible. So for that reason, once again, Mr. Nicholson will receive a death sentence as to count one. There will be a 3-year firearm specification, which must be served prior to and consecutive to the death sentence. On count two, with respect to the death of Giselle Lopez, he will receive a death sentence with a 3-year firearm specification, which must be served prior to and consecutive. For purposes of sentencing, counts 4, 6, 4 and 6 merged with count 1, counts 5 and 7 merged with count 2. With respect to count 8, the attempted felonious assault, that's a felony of the third degree. That's the attempted felonious assault where the victim was America Polanco. You will get the 3-year sentence on that. On that sentence, you'll have a mandatory period of 3 years post-release control. Post-release control could involve restrictions on your activities. If you were to violate those, you could be returned to prison by the parole board up to 1/2 of your original sentence. Also, by virtue of your convictions in counts 1 and 2, you'll be designated a violent offender under Ohio law. You'll have to register if you ever were to get out of prison, which you won't, for an annual basis for 10 years. Finally, to the Polanco and Lopez family, I extend my sincere condolences. There's nothing I can say that will make you feel any better. I feel your grief. I feel your pain. It's clear that from the statements in court, as well as the victim impact statements I received, you had two incredibly talented and wonderful children.
He would be the third person sentenced to death in Cuyahoga County in 2019. Although Manuel Sr. feels he will never be able to reconcile the deaths of his two younger children, who both wanted to be somebody, he claims that there was justice in the sentence that Matthew was ultimately served with. Manuel, try as he did to make sure his kids were okay, was beside himself at the news, forced to tell his eldest, Roberto, what had happened. It was then that Roberto came back to Ohio to aid in the funeral service, and the family grieved their promising young souls, for whom Manuel insists God must have other plans for. Thank you so much for listening to Devil We Know. Sorry we took a couple weeks off there. I drive semi-truck for a grocery store, so you can imagine how busy I've been. I'd also like to thank our new Patreons. That'll be on our next episode, so look forward to that. I'd like to thank Kat Morris from Active Shooter Podcast for researching and writing this episode. I'd also like to thank Chess Gray for editing it. If you want to help the podcast at all, you can go to devilwenowpodcast.com and hit the donate button or buy some merch. We have some cool shirt designs up there for everybody at a reasonable price. Or you can also join our Patreon for $1. You'll get early release episodes and whenever I'm able to, and also bonus minisodes. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, stay safe.